I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, let's talk to our man Chuck Smith. More on the college football shuffle with coaching around the college football landscape. We'll get more about that coming up. But Chuck Smith, a Falcon win after two disappointing losses. But I think, Chuck, more than anything, we were surprised at how well we played up front on both sides of the football, offensively and the defensive line.
Man, I'm going to tell you, those guys really came out and competed. A credit to them. Look, that's the most important part. When the Falcons compete, play physical, you know, use the techniques that are taught, they're going to have success. You're 100% right, Carl. When you think about this team, when their front do have success, you know, they'll win games like they did versus the Jaguars.
You know, Chuck, we love the job that Grady does. I mean, are you surprised how well Grady is doing? Because we didn't know how he would fit in the 3-4. They're finally getting to use him out of the edge. And do you like the way they're using Grady?
Man, I love the way they're using Grady, especially when they put that big sucker at defensive end. He's winning. Listen, Grady's having a good season. And the numbers, you know, sometimes lie. But to me, I love the way they're moving Grady around. I saw a lot of different pressures. But as far as Grady Jarrett specifically, man, I watched Grady play double teams this week. Listen, it was a science. I mean, it was a class. I mean, and think about it. They're going to double Grady every play. When you become getting that status like Grady, I think he's, what, a two-time pro bowler. Yes, you're going to get those kind of blocks. And I think Grady's also adjusting to Dan P's 3-4 defense. But remember, it's not always 3-4. They got components of four-man pressures up there, four-man fronts. So I love the way they're playing Grady. And kudos out to Grady also, because a few times I reached out to Grady and I told him, man, I have been you, meaning I have been the epicenter of the defensive line when, you know, you got a lot of young guys around you. And a credit to Grady, man, he's taking a leadership role off the field as well as doing this thing on the field.
It's Chuck Smith joining us here on Dukes and Bell. He does it on Tuesdays, Fridays, as we head back into the weekend, guys, getting you ready for college football, the NFL as well. Chuck, it's time to hand out some ballers and busters. I want to hear who you got.
Who performed well and who didn't? Chuck Smith's Ballers and Busters on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, there was a lot of ballers, a lot of busters around the league this last weekend. Chuck, where you going? Where are you going?
I'm going to start out with the hometown, with the team, the ballers. The first one goes out to the entire Falcons team. And let me single say one reason why. Guys, right now, they're in the hunt. They're in a playoff hunt. Let's be huh?
I see you're right. Absolutely.
Think about it. I still say it's a rebuild, but this is a pretty good year for a rebuild. And especially when you look at the NFC, I mean, you got Washington at 5-6, Eagles 5-7, Giants are out of the way. 9-6-5, but think about it. Vikings have 5 wins, but look at the Falcons in the NFC South. 5 wins, of course, 5-6, Saints 5-6, and the Panthers. Listen, if the Falcons beat a couple teams that people don't expect, like Tampa, take care of their business against some of the scrubs out there that we can compete with, they're in the hunt. So a baller goes out to the Falcons, man, keeping it interesting for the fan base and keeping their name in the national media's mouth. As much as they don't want to mention us, y'all, we're in their mouth as long as the Falcons keep staying around and they can get close to 500.
All right? Chuck, yeah, I mean, look, we're with you, brother. Uh-huh. So far, so good. Keep going.
I know. It's positive day, man. When you win, you get some love, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Shout out real quick. A baller goes out specifically to the Falcons front 7 in the pass rush. Really active, particularly in the first half. Let me tell you one I'm going to give a baller out. And this is his first baller of the year. Dante Fowler Jr. All right, and let me tell you why. Not necessarily that he got a sack. It was a huge play, but the rush, the technique he used. He had a tight end on him. It was a play action pass. He was expecting to play inside. Looks like he's going to be a C-gap player. He countered that, came outside the tight end, used his hands and used the signature pass for a side scissor move and got a sack. So for that, he gets a baller. And I'm also talking about Ogundeji. He did a good job. But also I've seen a Brandon Copeland sighting. He gets a baller. Jonathan Walters, he gets the opportunity. He's been doing some things. And one more baller, anytime I see that number 90, that new 9-0 to Rhino, Marlon Davidson in the mix, he's going to get a baller. So nonetheless, he got a fumble recovery. And also A.J. Terrell, man, I'm loving that the national media is starting to give this kid some love, man. Mm-hmm. He's shutting people down. He's making plays. He plays well in man-to-man. He does great in coverage. And let me tell you something that I've seen that he does really well that no one's really talking about. The kid makes tackles. Now, it's hard as hell to make open field tackles in the NFL, but particularly A.J. Terrell gets a baller. Also, can't forget about the O-line. Big ups to Jake Matthews. I've been saying this since day one. He ain't an issue. Listen, I don't know what the analytics are, and I really don't care. I'm going to buy my visual analytics. He's doing a great job, run blocking and pass protection. Jake Matthews, man, he should get some votes, I'm telling you, for the Pro Bowl. But nobody's going to vote for him. You know, there's a lot of Falcon haters out there. People, they're only going to reward the teams how it usually works a lot of times with the best records. But shout out to him. And baller goes out to the VFL. The MVP of this team is a Vol. Let me just say that again. The MVP of this team is Cordell Patterson. And let me tell you what I like about him most. Let me give him a ball for this. You tell me another running back that we've seen in the recent years with the Falcons that hits the hole with the ferocity. Listen, when he comes downhill, he hits the hole like you want to see a guy hit the hole. Don't y'all think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we said it's like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, it just like meets Animal from the Muppet Show because it's elbows. It's one of those. Remember in high school, Carl, there was always a guy you never wanted to tackle in practice. He's that guy,
yeah.
You know. And he's the only running. He's the only running back with over 500 yards receiving as well.
All right. Well, you're right about that. Let me talk about another team that's running the ball. Have you guys watched the San Francisco 49ers O-line lately? Steamrolling defenses. Listen. They gave the Rams a two-piece. And then this past week, they gave Minnesota a three-piece smack across the head. And they're the catalyst, I'm telling you. When you watch them, and also as they've added Deebo Samuel in there, doing a little bit of the Cordell Patterson type of thing, he's running the ball. But this Frisco, I'm telling you, and we just talked about the Falcons' ability to have success on O-line and D-line. That's why the Niners right now are on a three-game winning streak. And everybody wants to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo dropping the ball here on things and almost trying to blow it. But when you play physical and can run the ball and control everything like they've done, you'll continue to have success. Also, one baller out to the Green Bay defense. Let me jump into some – got a few quick busters, y'all. Man, I know the dream is real, but Cam Newton right now, it ain't real for the Panthers. I mean, y'all, and it's funny how he came out and said fairy tales don't always happen or something like that, he said, you know, when you come back and – you know, to me, this is a bad look. I mean, he's looked as bad as Sam Darnold on his worst day. And I feel bad for Cam a little bit because this was, you know, another opportunity. And he's still going to have another chance, right? I don't think they give up on him. But if this season goes the way it keeps going from an offensive standpoint, when you look at Carolina, guys, they got to get a quarterback. I mean, they gave up too much for Sam Darnold to really say that. But I think they made a mistake in that trade. Another buster goes out to Seattle. Listen, a lot of people had them as the team to get in to win the NFC. Ain't going to happen. Terrible right now. Pete Carroll got some issues. And the last one I want to talk about, guys, this was crazy. The Indianapolis Colts get a buster. At one point, listen, the Colts passed the ball on 27 straight plays. They got the best running back in ball right now in Jonathan Taylor. Think about that, man. Yeah. So nonetheless, it's just a mistake they're making. They're trying to make Carson Wentz into something he's not, and that's being a big-time playmaker. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Matt Ryan. So nonetheless, hey, real quick, I heard this little argument on that was on Twitter about Matt Ryan and Matthew Stafford. Dude, Matt Ryan is so much better than Matthew Stafford ever was. I can't believe – listen, this is a debate, man. This is something I saw on Twitter, man. I just saw it when I was looking at it. Shout out to Matt Ryan, man. Shame on them for putting Matthew Stafford in that conversation, man. He can't even win with the Rams super team.
Yeah, Rams have got a losing streak going back to Halloween, and he's still not won a playoff game. You're right. And by the way, kudos, right. Chuck feels my pain, Carl. Jonathan Taylor was averaging over 5 yards a tote, and I was getting 3 points. I'm with you, Chuck, on the Colts thing, man. Bunch of bull.
Well, and you know what? Frank Reich, I think he started running the ball too late. I mean, it got him back in the game, but if he would have been committed to the run earlier in the game, it might have been a different situation. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our man Chuck Smith joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Chuck, I know we're going to preview this on Friday, but I just want to start to say this is a big game for the Falcons, man. When you start talking about being in the hunt, and I know, as said, the lows have been very low, but here Coach Arthur Smith, finding ways to get production out of guys. And I said, this guy's doing a hell of a job yesterday on the show, but here come the Bucks. Okay, remember the first game. We were getting back in the game, and then you had, you know, a catastrophe happen where you throw, you know, a tip ball gets picked six. It just went, I mean, it was crazy how that game played out. Chuck?
No, you're exactly right. But you know what's interesting? That's why you play the games, guys.
Yep.
Think about this. If anybody thinks that the Falcons have no chance, they're kidding themselves. And they get a buster, early buster for the next one if the Falcons are able to pull this off. But you know what? The Falcons have to play a perfect game. And the first thing it's going to start with is the physical part. They're going to try to out-physical the Falcons. Because Leonard Fournette, if you watch what they did last week, they basically came out and punching people in the mouth, you know? And the other part of it, the disguise. Dean Pease, to me, is going to be this week the most important person. How do you match up and scheme with the Falcons with some guys that are young, got some injuries, versus a Tampa offense that has Tom Brady that they've seen everything? Right. So, you know, I think Dean Pease is going to be really important. But this week, Cordell Patterson got to be able to run the ball some. But listen, y'all, the Falcons can beat Tampa. Are you kidding me? We've seen Tampa drop the ball a couple games ago. So, I mean, look. Falcons. Oh, and let me say this out too, especially since the fans listen. I'm gonna need y'all to get in that game and sit down and make some noise. I'm gonna need y'all to quit complaining.
Right.
If you got season tickets, use them. If you want to get a one game walk up seat, go use them. And I don't work for the Falcons, but I need y'all to show up in the bins, man, and really make some noise and give the Falcons some sort of a home field advantage.
It's a big game. I mean, and if nothing else, it could be maybe the last time you'll see Brady. I know Brady thinks, I told Carl's going to play it. He's 50, Chuck, but you're right. It's a game, you know, I know there's so many guys on the fence, and it's a weird dynamic because this team isn't where you want it to be yet. We've given up trying to explain the cap ramifications in the roster. So real quick, I know you got a jet, but because Richie Grant and guys like Darren Hall, they weren't factors in that first Tampa game, can these guys, I mean, I know you were saying that Tom might pick at these guys, but can the rookies help in this game?
Well, the rookies can help if the pass rush helps. This is a game where we have to have our veterans, Grady, Dante, all the guys up front, Anthony Rush, you got to shut down the run. We're going to need Ogundeji doing this thing. Brandon Copeland, it's time to put your big boy pants on and do some things against a championship team. This is the kind of team that you want to play against when you're a young buck. Like if you Ogundeji, go in there, man, and do your thing. Make people come out that game and say, wow, the Falcons have some young gunners and they're developing, but if the back end's going to win, this week is all about stopping the run, and you got to beat Tom Brady up.
Get us out of here, Chuck.
All right, let's live life every day like it's 3rd and 8.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.